Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us both for our radio listeners as well as those tuning in online through our friends at blogtalkradio.com. Really excited about our next guest. I got a chance to read the book by Derek Gaston called Summer Save Summer. It's a great read that takes us not only to this girl's life named Summer, but also the amazing things she was able to do with a little bit of help. I'm really excited to say that we have a Derek joining us today, as well as with her father, Ed, to talk to us not only about the journey of writing, but also what it's been like for them to introduce their characters to the world and to see the way that people around the world are responding to it. Adara, Ed, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, good to be here.
Hey, glad to have the two of you on, and I'm really excited to be able to speak with you, Adara. Congratulations to you on the book. As I said, it's called Summer Save Summer. Now, I think it's important, Adara, as we begin this conversation, let our listeners know how old you are.
I am 8 years old now.
You are 8 years old, and already you have a published book that's available for the world to be able to read. We're going to tell our listeners a little bit later, you know, how they can get the book for themselves. Ed, as the father, how proud are you of Adara, not only of what she's been able to accomplish with having a book published, but also now, of course, her doing radio interviews and being able to share her characters with the world?
Oh, I'm loving it. I have to tell you the truth. She really makes us proud, everybody proud. Her entire family. We love what she's been able to accomplish and how creative she is.
Yeah, well, she's definitely creative. As I said, I got a chance to read Summer Save Summer. I'll be writing my review on Amazon.com this week, you know, as well as, of course, as I said, on this program, we'll be letting people know how they can get it for themselves. Adara, where did the initial idea for Summer Save Summer come from?
Well, it started out as a school project, and we had to write a book. So now I was just doing a dance for my grandma's couples club, and he and my daddy surprised my mom, his mom, and everybody there with my new book.
Wow.
Everybody was so surprised because he must have been planning for it for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he always wanted to take pictures of me around the time, and he would always take pictures of me on my way from home from dance class.
It was a surprise for them. She had had a project in school, and she did such a great job on the book. I remember taking it to work and showing everybody that worked with me how good of a job she did on coming up with a concept, but you know, from the beginning, the middle, and the end, and the characters. So from that, I figured I might as well support her creativity, and we went ahead and looked at publishing it.
Wow, amazing. Well, you know, Adara, you know, you have something in common with the main character then, Summer, because both of you like to dance, and I mean, for Summer in the book, she's known as Princess Ballerina Summer. You know, and for you, I mean, when you thought about what Adara had done at 7 years old, and then, of course, you know, to be able to have the characters that you have in Summer, Save Summer, you know, you say something that's really important. I hope that parents out there here, I think individuals that are around children should hear, is that, you were so excited about the story, you definitely wanted to be able to share it. You know, what has that been like for you? I mean, as far, you know, because we as adults, sometimes we forget about what's possible. When you have, you know, your own daughter who's showing us all what is possible no matter what age you are, how has that inspired you?
Well, it has. My wife is a principal, and one of the things she always does with her children is she sets the bar very high. So that's one thing we do with Adara. We really don't believe that there should be a limit on what she can do and when she plans to do it. So with publishing the book, after she gave me that story, and it was so complete, and I remember asking her, where did you read this? Where did you see this on television? And she told me, no, I came up with it myself. And after that, I had to support her. And that's what I think we should do as parents, support them as much as we can.
Exactly. And Adara, you do something else I think that is great. Not only do you give us a fun story, but, you know, you're also helping readers to understand about the four seasons. You know, of course, Summer has a sister named Spring and two brothers named Winter and Fall. You know, that also is a lot of fun. So what has it been like for your classmates and for your friends, Adara, for them to see, you know, someone that they know as someone their age, they have a book that's published?
Well, when I came back from school, since my daddy published it over the summer and we were out of school, when I came back, I was so excited. I told all of my friends that, hey, I published a book over the summer. And today I brought my book to school, and I showed it to everybody. And they were all like, oh, I want to see it. Oh, I want to see it. And they were like all fighting over the book. And I was like, hey, be gentle with this.
Wow. Well, Adara, I wanted to ask you another question, and I'm going to ask your dad a question, too. Adara, I wanted to ask you, you know, have you heard some of your other classmates say that they want to write a book?
Well, it was a whole class project last mm-hmm. year, and we all wrote books.
Yeah.
But I think now that I've wrote a book, now since my mom's the principal at my school, and they want to write books now. So, because I'm kind of like the class leader. If I do something, everybody else wants to do. So, I wrote my book, and they just, now I think they want to write a book. Because when I showed my friend to it, when I showed my friend today, she said, I hope you get very famous. And I was just happy when she said that.
Right, right. You know, Ed, I mentioned something to you before we went live here that I noticed when Summer was born, and I think we're not going to give too much of the story away because we want people to be able to read it for themselves, but when Summer was born, I thought it was great that, you know, it said that Summer's mother gave her the powers of kindness and love. And when I asked Adara about her classmates, you know, I think we all get, I know I do. I get excited for other people when I see them doing something that they love. You know, and I think that's the way we all should be. We should all be, you know, be excited and happy for others doing what they love. Why was it important for you? I know you wrote this book along with Adara. Why was it important for you to include those powers of kindness and love to the story?
For Adara, especially with a person that's given a lot of gifts, a lot of talents, it's real important for our young people to be grounded. So I think this is a method for her to always look back on and know what she did, what she was able to accomplish when she was younger, but at the same time continue to see a message there. And the message is that no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's going on, you're going to have a strong gift in you that you can give to others, and that's kindness and love.
Exactly. So important to be able to know. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm really excited to welcome Adara Gaston to her very first radio interview. And joining her is her dad, Ed Gaston. We're talking to them not only about their new book, Summer Save Summer. It's available right now all around the world through Amazon.com. We'll remind you guys of that here in just a moment, as well as other places. We've been talking to Adara not only about what it was like for her to take what was a school project and then to be surprised by her dad to have it published in a book, but now, of course, what it's been like for her as a published author, too. Now, Adara, as I told you, I read the book. I love the book. And one question I always love to ask authors when I love something they write is, are you going to write another one? Are you already thinking about another book you want to publish?
Oh, yes. After I wrote my first one, after, like, we just came home from the couples club, my daddy started asking me, so what do you want to write next? Well, it's either going to have something about maybe weather, like some weather maybe,
mm-hmm.
or about dragonfly, and Luke does something that, like, mosquitoes go everywhere, and then they need all the dragonflies.
Okay. So, Adara, would it be safe to say that you like the outdoors? Are you a person that likes being out in nature?
In nature?
Yeah.
Adara, she's, I would say, is a balanced child. Strangely enough, her grandparents here, her granddaddy in particular, makes certain she gets her hands in the mud on a regular basis.
Okay.
She can go from dancing on the stage to sticking her hands in mud with her grandfather. So, yeah.
Well, good. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's great to have that type of balance. And also, of course, is also I love the fact, Ed, that you guys are encouraging her when it comes to dance as well, something that Summer loves to do, something Adara loves to do, definitely something, you know, that they can be able to share as well. What about for you, Ed? I asked Adara about another book. Is that something that you're excited to see what she comes up with next?
I love the process. I love her brain. I love the ideas that she comes up with. And you spoke earlier about other children looking to write books. We're working now on a process to try to make that happen because, again, we don't like to limit ourselves or anybody else around us. So I'm thinking if we're able to leverage the talents of teachers and principals, that we would be able to possibly make it to where maybe you are able to get maybe 20 to 30 published books per year.
Wow.
Elementary school. So if the numbers work, I think we will be able to pull it off.
Well, that is great. And you know what? What a great outlet to Ed, I think, not only for the students, but I think, you know, what a motivator that has to be. Not only for them, but also for those in their family, too. You know, that, wow, look at what my daughter, my son, you know, did. I mean, that has to be a great feeling. Adara, how does it feel? I mean, I want to ask you this. It's a personal question when it comes to your family, but I want to ask you, when you were able to show your book to your grandfather, I mean, how does that make you feel to be able to show them a book with your name on it?
Well, what it made me feel to show them my name on it, it felt like so awesome, and I was just so happy. I get to show my book to my classmates, and I'm wondering. And I was kind of nervous because I didn't know what they were going to think about
right.
my book. So everybody wanted to read it, and I was like, wait, you can just buy it on Amazon, please.
Oh.
It was scary when they started just like, they were like bulls, and they just started charging us.
Yeah. Ed, you know what? She's already a salesman. She's always a salesman. You know, already telling them where they can get the book on Amazon. That is great. Well, you know what? It is available on Amazon. They can get it right now, both in paperback as well as the Kindle version. Again, the book is called Summer Save Summer. The authors are Adara Gaston, who we're very excited to have here today, as well as her dad, Ed Gaston. Ed, how can our listeners stay connected with you guys, as well as, of course, be able to find out more information about what's coming up next for you?
Oh, okay. Definitely you can go to Amazon because all the books are going to be available there. You can follow me on Twitter at Ed's Vision. And also, I think for Adara, we'll soon be getting her rocking and rolling after she finishes her second book.
Okay. All right. So something for us to be able to look forward to. And again, you guys can stay connected with Ed at Ed's Vision. We'll make sure that we tag him on our page to make it easy for you guys to find him. Adara, Ed, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. We're excited to be your very first interview and looking forward to talking with you both again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can catch the podcast of this show just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. As I said, we're going to tag Ed Gaston as well. And again, he's at Ed's Vision, EDSVISION, where you guys can find him. We'll tag him on our page on Twitter so you guys can find him there as well as with the link of this interview today. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.